the other day I pulled a little old tree up right out here in the front where I'd move some concrete slabs because I knew people would be parking out there and I didn't want those slabs there. So I picked up those big old concrete slabs, moved them way out here in the pasture, and there was a little tree there. Well, I hooked that thing with a front end loader and pulled it up. And, of course, the main root was only about this big. A little bitty tree, only about 3 inches in diameter, had a huge set of roots. And I thought I totally broke it loose. And then I went out there and grabbed a hold of it and was going to pull it off. And when I picked it up and started walking with it, it had four or five roots going out that were 15 or 20 feet long, although they were tiny little things. I jerked on that thing, and I jerked. I should have got back on the tractor and hooked on and pushed it, but I thought, I'll just get it. So I reached down and grabbed it, and I'm jerking on it, and I thought, I'll get you, and I jerked real hard. When I did, they all come loose, and me and the tree and everything went down on the ground. I thought, deep roots. I mean, you talk about deep roots. That's the way we're supposed to be as godly people. We're supposed to have those roots out there, and they're supposed to be deep and well established. And we're not supposed to be able to be pushed down at all. You know, we're supposed to be solid. But wickedness never brings stability. Only the godly have deep roots. A worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown. A shameful wife saps his strength. I can't imagine having a wife that was not a woman of integrity. I mean, I realize a lot of guys got one, but I can't imagine having a wife, or I can't imagine being a husband that wasn't a husband of integrity, a man that the woman couldn't trust when he went out of town, you know, or if you were out of town and your wife was running around on you, or she was out spending your money or doing something without asking, whatever, you know, I can't imagine, you know, being married to a person like that. And I guess that's why there is a lot of divorces, because a lot of them, you know, they don't have a spouse that's worthy. But it says a worthy wife is her husband's joy and crown. Now, if a man's got a wife that's a wonderful woman, that's a woman of integrity, that will submit to him and do what God asked him to do, and if she will do what the man asked her to do, if she is a woman that submits and a woman of integrity, she will be a crown, and the guy will just, he'll love her. He'll just be good to her. But if she's not, you know, then it's just going to be bad. That's all there is to it. That's just the way it is. A shameful wife will sap his strength. Yeah. Verse 5 and 6. The plans of the godly are just. The advice of the wicked is treacherous. I think every time I read this proverb, I think about a man that used to be a Sunday school teacher in a church. He had been married and divorced 2 times. He didn't make it with either one of them. And both of them are nice-looking ladies, but didn't make it with either one of them. They were divorced 2 different times. And one time he and I was talking. I was with him, and we was out drinking a cup of tea or maybe a Coke or whatever it was back in those days. We're sitting there talking, and we're talking about the Word. And he says, you know, I'm going to write a book. And I said, well, what's going to be the subject? And he said, marriage and how to stay married. I looked at him and told him, I ain't going to read it. He said, what do you mean? I said, I want to find a man that's been married 1 time for 50 years, and he's wrote the book, and he's got a great wife and great children, and all of them serving God. I want to hear what that man's got to say. But I said, if you've been married, and I know you've been married twice, and I know yours didn't work either time, so I said, obviously you have not learned the principles, and so if you can't make it work in your life, don't write a book about how to stay married. I said, find something else. You understand where I'm coming from, right?
Well, survive divorce and not be bitter.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to tell me how to stay married, I want to know, have you been married 40 years? You know, That's just like the Lord says in the Word. He says, those widows, if you have widows in your church, you are to take care of the widows that are widows indeed. I had a woman one time come to me years ago, and she thought it was my job to take care of her because she was a widow. I said, no, ma'am, you don't meet the criteria. She said, I do. I said, no, first of all, you're not 60 years old. Well, she said, but I don't have to be 60 to be a widow. I said, but the Scripture says you have to be 60. You got to have been married to one man. I said, you've been married to three. I said, one of your sons is in prison. It says you must have raised up good, godly children.
That's right.
And I said, you don't meet none of the criteria. I said, besides that, you got a lot of family living in this area, and it says you're to go to them and not to the church. Mm-hmm. Only if you have no family and you meet all this criteria, then do you fall under the realms of the church taking care of you as a widow. Most people ain't never read that. Mm-hmm. You know that? But that's what the Scripture says. Most women that, maybe some of them been married two, three, four times, and they get 50 years old, and now they ain't got a husband, and they think it's a churchy job to take care of them. No, it's their job to go to work, make us a living. It ain't a church's job to take care of you. You're supposed to work. Only when you get 60 or older. And then if you met all that criteria. See, God's got criteria, doesn't he? He does, but most of us don't see that. But it's in the Word. Now, why do we not know that? Because we don't hear it preached on. We don't hear nobody talk about it. You know, if we really did it like God says, there wouldn't be very many widows that were able to meet that criteria today. You know it? Very few. But all I can say, I didn't write the book. God wrote the book. I have to do the best I can to follow along with His plan. It said, the plans of the godly are just, the advice of the wicked is treacherous. When you think about somebody coming to your friend, they may or may not be in church. I'm having problems with my husband. What do you think I should do with him? Divorce him. Get rid of that guy. Ooh. Is that godly advice? I don't think so. I mean, there's some things we must work at first. Let's see who's doing what here. You know, and The worst thing in the world is for you to tell a woman she's the problem in her house. And she don't want to hear that. I've had a few of them tell me that. When I find out, ma'am, you're the problem in your home. And they say, you're crazy. In fact, I had a couple that come to me, or not a couple, I had a woman come to me here a while back, not too long ago. And she says, I want you to pray for my husband. I said, what's wrong? She said, my husband, he doesn't do what I tell him to do. And so I said, well, let's talk about this a little while. And so we did. And after a few minutes of talking, I said, ma'am, I really think you're the problem and not your husband. I need to pray for you. And I said, you need to change what you're doing. And she said, what? I said, well, I think you're trying to wear the pants in the family. I think you're trying to be the spiritual leader. I think when your husband tries to tell you something he wants to do, you tell him, no, you're going to do it your way or else. And it's an argument. I said, y'all argue a lot? Oh, she said, we argue a lot. I said, there should be no arguments. You should tell your husband what you think. He makes a decision. You go with it, whether you like it or not. You got to submit to your husband. If you want to have a happy husband, that's the way you're going to have to do it. Two Sundays later, her husband came to church. He walked up to me after the service is over, and he said, I wanted to meet you. I wanted to know what you told my wife. I said, okay. He said, life has been the best in our home the last 2 weeks. It's been in years. He said, I want to know what you did to her. I said, well, I told her she was the problem. He said, she really has been. He said, the other day we were going down the street, and I reached over and said something to her. And normally, when I talk about this subject, we're in a knockdown dragout for the next 30 minutes. She looked at me and said, you think that's what we really ought to do? And he said, I said, yes. She said, okay. He said, I like to fell out. I thought, what? And he said, all these last 2 weeks, she tells me what she thinks. I listen. Then I said, well, honey, I decided I want to do this. I think this is a good idea. We'll do it. He said, she never argues. He said, our life has been the best the last 2 weeks it's ever been in our married life. Wow. So he said, I want to know what you told her. I told her what God told her to do, to submit to her husband. That's awesome, isn't it? It just changed their life forever. The plans of the godly are just. The advice of the wicked is treacherous. The words of the wicked are like a murderous ambush. But the words of the godly saves lives. Now, where did I learn these principles to save that marriage? Reading that book. That's exactly right. Now then, if I were to give them my advice, I think about giving people my advice. And I can always go back to this little scene when I was first got started flying in New York. I guess even at that time, I was, of course, still a man of integrity and a man that talked about Jesus. And so one of the couples, that he was a pilot with me, and him and his wife got pregnant for the third time. And they didn't want a third baby. So they came and sat down with me and said, you know, Thurman, you seem to talk about Jesus some, and you go to church, and we're pregnant for the third time, and, you know, abortion is legal, and we'd like to know what you think about abortion. I didn't know nothing about abortion. I had no knowledge of it. So I said, well, I guess if it's legal, you know, and, you know, if you want to have one, I guess go ahead and do it. Now then, did I give them very good advice?
No.
That's and I've repented and pleaded with God. God, I'm sorry. But I still think about that. Every time I think about this, I think, oh, God, there I give them some advice. And they killed that baby. They went and had an abortion. They killed that baby. That, I mean, God, until I repented, he held that blood on my hands. Mm-hmm. You're my son. You're supposed to know.
Right.
You know? But I didn't know. I was sorry, and I repented, Lord. God, when I found out, when I began to read the Scripture and find out, oh, God, he hates those that take the life of the innocent. He hated me. I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. That's all I can do, right? I didn't know. I was stupid. And my dad always used to say, he had a third-grade education, and he was raised up in an era when he had to stay at home and work instead of go to school. And told me, he said, son, it's not a disgrace to stay dumb. It's a disgrace to stay. It's not a disgrace to be dumb. It's a disgrace to stay dumb.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.